Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. This afternoon's show is entitled The God of All Comfort, Understanding the Ministry of Comforting the Saints. I'm going to begin reading from John chapter 16, John chapter 16, verse 33, quote, and Jesus is speaking, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So I would like to for you to take a look very closely at this verse, particularly the second sentence, "In the world you shall have tribulation." And it literally reads, "In the world you will be in tight places." You will be in tight places. But notice what Jesus also said, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And so the Word of God wants us to understand that we as saints will face tough times. We as saints will face hard times and difficult times. Please read Fox's Book of Martyrs, the unabridged version, so that you can get some idea of what has happened, what the saints have suffered in Western church history. Fox's Book of Martyrs. And please read the unabridged version. Get the unabridged version. So church history shows us what it means to believe in Jesus. Those who really believe in the Lord, those who initially believe into Jesus and who keep on believing in Jesus, that is, the initial belief grows and matures. And so that this saint has a mature comprehension of the person of Christ. Those who believe in Jesus will suffer persecution. Now, Paul calls this suffering with Christ. It is one of the principal doctrines of Pauline theology, that is, suffering with Christ. And so it is a very, very powerful doctrine, and it is important that believers understand that, as Jesus said, in the world we will be in tight places. And then Paul writes that if we believe in Jesus, we will suffer with him. And so very, very poignant doctrine. So in 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about this doctrine of the God of all comfort in particular. So I'm going to read from there now. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, Eulogetos, that is, blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, not singular mercy, but mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Now notice the equation. Notice how this verse is set up. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Now notice the doctrine of the suffering of Christ is brought up by Paul here, suffering with Christ. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. So I want you to get the relationship, the reciprocity here. Those who truly know Jesus Christ, those who are truly saved, those who truly serve him, that is, through the surrender of the volition or the surrender of the will, these individuals will face tough situations in their lives because they are in the world but not of the world, or ek, that is the Greek preposition, they are not out of the world as a source. These individuals have been born anew. They have been born again. Therefore, the cosmos no longer recognizes them as kindred spirits. The cosmos sees believers as indifferent or aliens. That is, we are from another kingdom, and we truly are. Paul writes that our polytuma is not of this world. That is our citizenship. We are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of the divine kingdom of God. We are no longer out of the cosmos as a source. And so therefore, the cosmos seeks to persecute believing ones. And so Paul wants the saints to understand this doctrine of the God of all comfort, not as a mere intellectual doctrine, but as something that is real for the saints. And so in verse 3, when Paul speaks of the God of all comfort, he talks about the Paraclesios, And Jesus talks about, and also in verse 4, Paul begins the Greek with ho parakleion. Jesus talked about the parakletos, that is the strong one, from the Latin word comfortus, the strong one, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is the strong one who ministers to the needs of his saints. Saints may find themselves in very difficult circumstances. And they may find themselves tempted to no longer believe God, to no longer trust his word. They may be tempted to go even further. And we don't want you to go there. We want you to know that God loves you and that you matter to God. Yes, I don't understand your suffering. No one can. But God loves you. I had a friend a long time ago who, when I worked as a chaplain, she told me about the pain she was suffering, the enormous pain she was suffering. And she told me that the doctors didn't believe her. They thought she only wanted more medication. But then she told me the same doctor who said that to her fell in and hurt himself, and then he had a different pain experience. And so his understanding of pain became very different. And this wonderful lady told me that whenever the pain became overwhelming for her, she would sing. And so the singing and the praises to God that she was lifting up became more powerful than her pain. Now, mind you, this was her experience. This is what she shared with me. And so she said, this is how she got through those very powerful pain events, through praise and prayer and waiting upon God. And so she understood the God of all comfort. And God met her in her time of need. And so this was an extreme situation. And I remember another wonderful brother I led to the Lord while he was in the hospital. And he knew he was going to die, and he wanted to be sure that he knew God, and he wanted to be sure of that he was saved. And so I was able to share with him, and I remember what a wonderful experience that was. And a comfort came over him when he realized that he would be with God. He wanted that blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. He had that blessed assurance in his life. And so, Saints, I don't know what you are facing or what has brought you to tears. I don't know what your trouble is, but I do know that God knows. And I do know that you may, right now, call upon the God of all comfort, who loves you, who is there for you, and understand what you are facing. Notice verse 4, comforteth us in all our tribulation. So this word, tribulation, means to break or crush. It means to squeeze, or it also means grievous affliction. It also means distress. So God knows what his saints face. He also knows our needs. He knows your pain intimately. And so, notice what Paul writes also in verse 6, and whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Look at those words, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Verse 8, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of all trouble, which came to us in Asia, and we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the symptoms of death in ourselves. Notice that purpose clause, we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. This is where Paul lived. This is where Paul lived most of his ministry, because of his extreme devotion to Christ, because of his relentless devotion to the Savior and to the ministry of the gospel. He suffered mightily on behalf of that message, because the God of all comfort met him, saved him, gave him a brand new life, and gave him a desire to share the wonderful message of the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone he knew. Paul understood the God of all comfort. Of all comfort, who kept Paul going during his hardest times. And may God meet you where you are today in your difficult times. Good afternoon.
My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. The Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Thank you.